Robinhood Radio presents Stage Right or Not with Michelle Willems. Michelle is a longtime journalist and herself is a published playwright of several theatrical works. She's a frequent contributor to the Huffington Post, Daily Beast, and the Atlantic websites.
Well, this was my week of five, an interesting batch of off and on Broadway shows, beginning at the, well, always interesting Public Theater. That's where I took in Baldwin and Buckley at Cambridge, which is enjoying a limited run. Now, this comes to us from the Elevator Repair Service, a company that presents books such as Sound and the Fury and The Great Gatsby, or actual events like this debate between William F. Buckley and James Baldwin, and adds or subtracts a zero. Every comma, every pause. So here we have a verbatim debate that took place in 1965 in England. The only thing added here, I believe, is a post-debate discussion between Baldwin and Lorraine Hansberry, whose play Raisin in the Sun, ironically, is coming up next at the Public. The big question of the debate is, must we achieve the American dream at the expense of those of color? I was taught Africans had no country, says Baldwin, beyond savages and clowns. He was told the fact that your skin is black is irrelevant, and it's why he says in the debate, I finally left the country. Both actors do a solid job. There are no impersonations here, per se. The show is an hour, minimal set. The lights stay on most of the time, forcing us to look at ourselves, perhaps. Well, anyway, there's food for thought here. And there is, as there is also in the black comedy thriller, Our Man in Santiago, written by Mark Wilding. Now, he's had great success in the TV world, writing for shows like Scandal and Grey's Anatomy. Happily, this one does not feel like a sitcom or TV at all. It's well-structured, features five top-notch actors, and is based on a Nixon-Kissinger 1973 CIA plan to take out Chile's leader, Salvador Allende. It's playing at a nicely revamped AMT theater on 45th Street. There are plenty of laughs, but it's also scarily resonant. The show had a successful run in Los Angeles, and it's up here through October. So who does Wilding see as the audience for his Man in Santiago? I think the audience will be comedy and mystery fans, he told me, and also for folks who follow politics. With some tongue-in-cheek, he added. In fact, I see it as the feel-good story America needs right now. And now on to a man who knows how to write politics and history with some tongue-in-cheek when necessary, and that would be Tom Stoppard. His new one is Leopoldstadt, which has just opened on Broadway. It's five acts, but don't get scared. The show runs just over 2 hours with no intermission. Family trees and photographs are constant reminders of where we are, primarily in Austria, eventually England, and when? 1899, 1900, 1938, 1955. Ultimately, it doesn't really matter if you lose your way. The large cast is great, as are the reminders of how and why parents tried to hide their Jewish roots. And of course, there is the incomparable writing of Tom Stoppard, now 85 years old. A Jew can be a great composer, one character says. He can be the toast of the town, but he cannot not be a Jew. Is Leopoldstadt a perfect play? No, but is it possible not to be moved? Well, I dare you. My fourth and fifth shows are one-man pieces, both going for our heads and hearts. Doug McGrath, he wrote the book for Carole King's show Beautiful, among others, has penned and is performing Everything's Fine. It's at the intimate Daryl Roth Theater in Union Square. It's nicely directed by John Lithgow, who knows something of solo shows, as he did one on Broadway a few seasons back. McGrath has a warm, engaging persona, and there is nice humor as he recounts his childhood in Midland, Texas. The show hangs on one particular relationship. Whether that is enough, I'm not sure. I couldn't help wishing it went a bit deeper, even darker. But this is a pleasant 90-minute visit with a man brave enough to finally read his own words and tell his own stories. The one-person pieces, by the way, are arguably less challenging for actors when they are telling other people's often remarkable stories. Well, such is the case with the wonderful actor David Strathairn, with a play called Remember This. It's now at the Theater for a New Audience in Brooklyn. It's about a non-Jewish Polish World War II witness and hero, though he did not see himself that way, named Jan Karski. This is a powerful piece which Strathairn has been doing in various places for years. The one in Brooklyn has been extended for another week. As for theater news, the legendary composer Andrew Lloyd Webber is returning in the spring with a show called Bad Cinderella. And the Brooklyn Academy of Music announced the first major New York revival of another Lorraine Hansberry show, The Sign in Sidney Brustein's Window. That sounds great and excited. I'm excited because it will star Oscar Isaac and Rachel Brosnahan. She's Mrs. Maisel, by the way. And I leave you with a pair of bookends today. The good news, Suzanne Laurie Parks, who was the first African-American woman to win the Pulitzer Prize in drama, now has four shows coming this season. The first up will be a revival of Top Dog Underdog, which I'll be reporting on soon. And the sad news was the announcement that Charles Fuller, also a Black playwright who also won a Pulitzer Prize for drama, died in Toronto last week. In 1982, Fuller wrote A Soldier's Play, which finally made it to Broadway 38 years later in a production that earned 2 Tony Awards. Anyway, that's my report for today. Got 4 more shows this week. I'll see you then.
Stage Right or Not with Michelle Willens, produced in the studios of Robin Hood Radio, robinhoodradio.com.